Hello there. We are here with the Fly on the Walls.
Hey, hey, hey.
Episode here. You got Big Mike over here.
And Sasha Seen.
So, we're going to talk about some interesting stuff, whatever comes across our mind. Something that's been bothering me is this show on Netflix. My mom cannot stop watching it. It's called Sex Life. And
what's the topic?
There's this part in there where this guy is banging his wife. He finds out his wife has an ex-boyfriend. So he goes to the gym where the guy goes and tries to eye the guy up. And he goes in the shower. And when the guy turns around, he's all bigger than the guy. But when the guy turns around, his wang is hanging out. It's down to his knee. So the guy's like, oh, fuck, now what? So what do you think about
size?
This? Yeah.
So, we have here topic about importance of size of cock.
Something like that.
So, my opinion, important, not really size, because how we know, according to our physiology, how we know, according to our physiology, girls' sensitive, place. what are you doing?
I'm listening.
Okay, five centimeters.
Five centimeters.
In the vagina, 5 centimeters. I don't know. I have a metric system because I'm from Russia. I'm Russian bitch. Yeah.
Belarus.
Not really. It's a sensitive only 5 centimeters inside.
There's some girls that are taller, so they could go in longer.
No, it doesn't matter. It's physiology. No, 5-6 centimeters, 4.
I don't know. Your friend pretty tall. I mean, she looks like she could take it deep.
We can ask her later. So main point that you don't need actually long dick. You need fat, definitely.
Thick.
It's gonna be pressure all over inside there, right? So we need fat cock.
You don't want no Slim Jim. A little skinny.
No, skinny. No, I don't like skinny cock.
Oh, okay.
But
so, then it hurts your jaw, though.
But big and fat dick. Will be perfect because it's look aesthetic when you put in your mouth. No, you never know. You will never know about it because you are a straight guy, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this looks and feels, I think, better than just short. How this song was? Short.
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 Baby little wiener.
Yeah, this is
a little baby wiener.
Little baby wiener, yeah. Yeah.
Like the girl that's whatever she is.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to talk about it right now.
So you need a big fat one all the way around.
No, I'm just trying to tell you that actually size, it's long or most important that dick should be 5 centimeters. 5 centimeters enough. 5-6.
10 inches.
Maybe, I don't know, like this something, 10 inches, yeah. But it's going to be fat.
Okay. Is it like a soda can fat? Like you can't put your hand around it? Like what's fat?
No, okay, I'll show. No, that's too much, of course. Like this.
The woman's hole is never filled.
But again,
you're
never happy. It depends of your arms, actually. So my arms is small. Let's see.
Hands?
Yeah, hands. Arms. Hands.
My hands are bigger. So, yeah, but you got decent sized hands for a girl.
So yeah, in my hand, like
a Coca-Cola can.
Nah, it's too much. All right. I don't know.
right. What about?
So, okay, what do you think? Why? So, what about this show, Sex Life?
What about?
No, why
I like
this
the part
episode,
where the guy does cocaine and gets in the Corvette and cracks it up.
No, wait, don't change the topic right what? Now, Big Mike. So we're talking about that moment in the shower. Why it so impressed you?
I was just wondering. I mean, the guy was like, you know, he went to go track him down to see what he looked like. And he was in the shower and he's like, I'm bigger than this guy. I'm muscular. But then when the guy turned around, I mean, it's long hang out and, you know. His wife was missing that thing, so I was fishing around.
Okay, and his cock was like a boner? And a boner?
No.
No, it was not boner. Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't even know if it was real or not, but or he pumped it up before. I don't know.
One more fact. Also, like I read about it. When a cock in sleep condition, not sleep, when it's not boner, how is
soft.
Oh, okay, soft. Yeah. When it's soft, and usually the small soft cocks, when it's going to be boner soon or boner already, it's like bigger.
Yeah.
It's like five times could be bigger. It's
always a grower, not a shower. That means he's a grower.
Yeah, and but
not a shower.
But sometimes
doesn't
when
look
you
like
see.
It.
But sometimes when you see a soft dick kind of big, you think, oh, my God, what the hell? That's a huge. When it's boner, it's actually can be almost same size. Little bit maybe bigger. Almost same.
Really?
So it's not. Yeah, that's the fucking also fact.
I don't
you
know.
Can,
a lot
you
of blood
can,
flow
you can
that
learn
goes
about
there.
It. Nah, it depends.
I get lightheaded because a lot of blood goes.
Okay, did you see a lot of cocks?
No, I'm just telling you about mine.
Yeah,
I got a lot of blood to fill it up.
I don't know
about
yours.
I get a little lightheaded sometimes, you know.
I don't know. I don't want to check.
Oh, okay, sure. That's old news. So. Anyway.
So that means I saw more cocks than you in your life, right?
Well, I'm sure.
So you can't judge like that. You can judge only about your own cock. But
they call me Big Mike.
But I can't.
Okay. To get it over with already. So do women always want to make out with girls?
It was in the sex life too.
Yeah, something like that. I think I saw something.
You're talking about menage a trois right now, like two girls, one guy, or just girl and
just
girl?
Just two girls.
Just two girls with no guys. Mm-hmm. Just two girls, like a lesbian.
Yeah.
When we are born, just born, we don't have preference. We don't have a sexuality. Like, I mean, we don't know we are gays or we are straight or we are bi. So from beginning, we all actually bisexual, okay? So I'm trying to say that everything is possible. We are people, I mean.
Like somebody without a dick?
Listen.
A girl's a girl.
No.
Okay.
Not always, okay? Answer of your question, I guess, not always. Because sometimes you can like some girl, you can think, oh, especially when you are a little bit drink and get out somewhere, you can think, oh, I think this girl is pretty, maybe I want her. But then if you will try, you can realize that you actually don't feel erections. No, girls don't have erection, but how to say
they use strap-ons.
What?
They use a strap-on. They fuck each
other.
Yeah,
lesbians.
All right, whatever.
Probably.
Yeah.
Also, they
that's a new thing.
Also, they're using fingers, mouth. Mouth.
Nah, you never know. You might get a bad one. It smells like a...
What?
A bad clam. I mean, sometimes you get a bad clam.
Expired.
Oh, yeah. And it's just stuck on your fingers. I was like,
smell
that. You go wash your hands.
Smell like cat.
The next day, just won't go away. It's pretty nasty, but.
You sure it's not your personal experience?
One of my friends told me about it.
Of course, yeah.
My good old buddy that I had. I haven't talked to him in a while.
You want to call him?
No, not right now. What do you want to call, Potato Head?
Yeah, we can go Potato Head and ask him about expired clam, what he think about it, like if he got this thing before or not. So it's going to be interesting.
I don't even know if he'll pick up.
But don't tell him that don't tell him that we are in a...
This guy's crazy. He just goes on for a while.
Yeah, but...
He's the best storyteller.
But ask about Clem. Oh, we're gonna hear him good?
Yeah.
Okay, Potato Head.
That would be funny if a girl picked up the phone.
Oh, really?
He always said he has one.
It happens sometime? Yeah, he always say about it.
I never seen one. But I think he does. Maybe she's
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Nah. Okay, he don't want to talk to
us. It's late at night. He's sleeping.
So, okay, and guys always want to hook up with other guys?
No, not at all.
Okay, what are you going to do if somebody will offer you money, like, say, $5,000 for suck your cock?
It already happened. I said no.
You said no. It's guy. You know. I mean guy, not girl. A guy. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know your personal life.
You were there.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't me. I don't know.
Yeah. You a guy wanted to come over and offered to give me money to... I didn't want to do it.
And you said no.
No,
$5,000.
Why?
You're not gonna suck this cock. He gonna do this. Why not?
Listen, if I look down, I see a guy doing it. Just
no,
not
you don't have to.
Teams.
But you gotta think about money.
I don't need
like
the money that bad. $5,000. I'll get another job. I wouldn't do it. No way. I'll just try to trade some more Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Ride the wave. That's it.
But it's easy money, like 2 minutes.
It ain't worth it for me. Sorry.
I think
Sorry.
If I
how about an old guy?
If I will have a cock, I think I will do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a cock.
It's different.
Yeah. If somebody will offer $5,000 to lick my pussy, I will say no. Because it's pussy. It's different.
It doesn't matter. They got something in their mouth. You don't want it. Give you a cut, little lick, a little stick. Next thing you know, you're burning, you're peeing, it hurts. White stuff's coming out. You need antibiotics. It's not good. You know?
So many things going on.
That happens, you know? It's called shiny pants.
It's again personal start sticking experience?
My cousin, he had it.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to say? I mean, you know, I seen
hope
it
your
all.
Cousin not going to hear it.
Yeah, my cousin Joe, yeah. He's not even my cousin, but, you know.
So wait, is the cousin Joe went to suck your cock?
No,
that's okay.
Joe, friend, this guy.
Ah, okay, fine.
Stop, you know, don't be nasty now.
I always nasty, I like provoke
What's,
people.
What about some of the come on lines that guys came up to you? What did they say?
What kind of guy?
Any guy, what did they say?
With the same question, to lick my pussy? I just told you I would say no.
Well.
No.
But everybody has a price.
Yeah, but it's a different topic of our conversation going to be. Because, I agree, definitely.
Yeah, so if
Always,
someone says something.
And me too, and you too. I'm sure if somebody will offer you like $1 million to suck your dick, boy, you will say, no, I don't fucking need $1 million. I will say, yes, motherfucker, lick my fucking clit.
That's different.
$1 million, come on. Yeah, tell me, yeah, you will say, yeah. But if somebody will tell me, eat a spoon of shit for $1 million, I will say, no.
That's what's good about having fuck
it's
you
too
money.
Too nasty.
You know what fuck you money is?
Fuck you money, no.
When someone tries to tell you to do something, you just say, fuck you.
Oh.
I'm not doing it because I don't have to and I don't want to. So go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
That's what fuck you.
Because I'm not gonna eat shit, not for any money.
Well, you know.
Oh, you will. But without any sauce, without anything, just clean, not clean, just pure shit.
Yeah, no
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, just nasty, yeah.
Maybe if it was a dog or a baby.
No, this is
some mustard.
Some old guy shit who eats McDonald's, all kind of like.
Mickey D's? I don't know. You leave nuggets out for like 10 days, they're still there. You might leave them out for 10 months and they're still...
Or somebody
they
who
never rot away.
Oysters for...
Oysters?
Yeah, it's not,
no.
I think when you eat oysters, it's tasty, but I don't know. I'm not sure about when you're going out from the body, how it tastes.
Oh
I don't
God.
Think the same.
I don't even think... Them things are like wet boogers. They're just wet snot.
Ooh. Let's stop talking about
I say they make you
it.
Horny.
Because
I don't think so.
Listen, we start to
I
talk
mean,
about...
Maybe some people, but not me.
Not me either.
Yeah.
We start to talk about cocks.
Yeah.
We're gonna...
Now we're on clams and oysters.
Right. Okay, we're gonna finish our conversation
Yeah, we're
already.
Done right now.
Yeah, but we're gonna finish it like some... In a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm positive all the
so
time.
So let's
all the time, baby.
So let's do conclusion. So what we concluded. Like I think
it's now,
important like it's cock fat or not fat.
It doesn't matter.
And a size not really important, it's my opinion. But it's going to be fat.
Oh, so you can have a short little sausage that's fat?
Fat sausage, but like...
Like this?
No, like this, it's enough. Like this
God.
Fat sausage is going to work because, like I said, vagina, only 5 centimeters.
What about if they're
sensitive.
Not circumcised? It's like a water weenie. They got no head. They get that schmeg around there, that white stuff. You know what I'm talking
about?
No,
I never saw that thing. I know what you're talking about.
Because everybody gets circumcised when they're born.
No. It's bullshit.
They put the thing on
it's
there.
It's bullshit. And Russia and Belarus and don't matter. That
they don't guy. Get it?
No, they don't. They don't have this bar mitzvah shit.
So it slides over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
No,
weird.
I never saw that thing that you're talking about inside the cocks.
Like, you'll,
white thing, schmeck, what?
Yeah, well, it's when you don't take a shower for a couple of days or...
No, I never...
You pull it back and there's... Stuff in his skin.
No,
folds.
You know that.
It's
you
like
know,
a dog if you don't take care of the wrinkles.
I don't know. I'm just telling you based on my own opinion, based on my own experience, that I'm a clean girl and I pick the clean guy. So I never saw that shit before.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'm telling you that it's a big difference. Oh, you're nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So, okay, like I said,
so let's conclude it.
Positive
conclusion.
Just, all right, okay?
I'm conclusion.
So what? Tell me, what do you think? So you think?
I'm telling you that here's the case. Whether you have a boyfriend, say like, let's say the woman's married or she has a boyfriend and the guy's not really up to par. His cock's not that big, but she got an ex-boyfriend that, you know, really gave it to her good. And she can't get that guy out of her mind. That's how I conclude it. After a while, the same sex is just boring, you know?
You know what I think?
If it's small and it's boring.
You know what I think? Sometimes guys that have a big cocks, they don't know
how to use it.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
If the guy have a big cock and he knows how to use it, that's fucking huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's cocky and he's got a big cock, that's a wrap.
All right. Yeah. Okay, wait.
Okay, what?
I just want to say goodbye. What? You,
yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. Run out of time right now.
Until
the next episode.
Now, yeah.
All right.
Are you finished? Are you kidding me?
You want to still talk?
I want to say bye, Blitz.
Okay,
was Sasha Sin.
Go ahead.
Fuck
all right,
you,
bye. Sasha Sin.
You finished.
She's a really good artist, by the way.
things.
Like sexual stuff, too.
Stuff erotic, that, nope. Erotic.
Erotic. Things erotic, that erotic. American girls won't paint. Draw, paint. Maybe we'll hang some stuff up on the walls here. We'll see how it goes. All right.
Big say Mike.
Yeah.
Big Mike and Sasha Singh. Bye-bye. See you next time.